You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Tuesday evening, August 4th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Nordex Group secures new U.S. orders totaling more than 480 MW involving the supply of 81 N1635X turbines. The customers and project names remain undisclosed. These contracts further solidify Nordex's presence in the U.S. South market, showcasing the trust customers have ad-free and face and service capabilities. Manufacturing will take place in Iowa, reflecting the company's commitment to supporting long-term energy goals.
Wellar Health and Beauty SE publishes final 2025 annual report and continues to execute its strategic initiatives. LR Health and Beauty SE has finalized its 2025 annual report, confirming preliminary sales and EBITDA figures. Despite one-off effects impacting earnings, the company remains on solid financial ground. CEO Jord Korfer emphasizes the strategic investments in production, logistics, and sales, including a significant investment in a new production line. The full report is now available on the company's website. Katrin Neufert to Head Investor and Public Relations at Medios AG. In a recent development, Medios AG has appointed Katrin Neufert as Director of Investor Relations and Communications. Neufert brings over 20 years of experience in capital markets communications, previously leading successful IPOs and strategic repositioning efforts. She takes over from Claudia Nicholas, who played a pivotal role in shaping Medios' investor relations activities. CEO Thomas Meier expressed gratitude to Nicholas for her dedication and professionalism. CRX Global SRXH acquired stake in Vistagen Therapeutics. SRX Global has acquired a stake in Vistagen Therapeutics, a biopharmaceutical company focused on intranasal neuroscience therapies. SRX believes Vistagen shares are undervalued and plans to engage with the company's leadership to unlock shareholder value. This move aligns with SRX's strategy of creating long-term value through strategic investments in high-conviction operating companies.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, signs LOI to acquire TYTL, expanding AI-powered residential equity platform. The all-stock transaction will merge Beeline's mortgage, non-QM lending, title, and settlement services with TYTL's blockchain-enabled residential equity infrastructure. This move aims to allow qualified homeowners access to home equity without accruing more debt, while offering institutional investors real estate-backed digital securities. The companies anticipate a $1 trillion market opportunity from qualifying U.S. South homeowners.
Mission IR News breaks: SRX Global Inc. NYSE American SRXH has acquired a stake in Vistagen Therapeutics, a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company. SRX believes Vistagen shares are undervalued and plans to engage with the company's leadership to unlock shareholder value. The investment aligns with SRX's strategy of creating long-term shareholder value through high-conviction operating companies and strategic assets.
Why Southlake's Top Gun team is redefining what team support means for agents. Southlake's Top Gun team, led by Justin Nimmergood, is revolutionizing agent support by partnering with Angel AI for AI-supported call center services. The innovative model prioritizes warm leads, filters out dead contacts, and frees agents from cold calling. Nimmergood emphasizes the importance of focusing on commission-generating activities to drive deals forward, highlighting the operational value of AI-driven call centers in maximizing agent productivity.
The IPO market is heating up, driven by AI. SoFi brings regular investors access. The IPO market is heating up, driven by AI. SoFi is bringing regular investors access to the next red-hot offerings. Companies investing in AI initiatives are attracting investor attention, with recent IPOs seeing significant success. SoFi levels the playing field by allowing retail investors to request pre-IPO shares with no account minimums, providing more access to AI IPOs for everyone.
Vision Marine Technologies posts double-digit revenue growth for Q3, completes $16,300,000 at the market equity offering program. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. reports double-digit sequential revenue growth for Q3, reaching $18.40 million. The completion of a $16.30 million at-the-market equity offering program showcases the company's progress in advancing e-motion commercialization and expanding its electric boat portfolio. With a strong financial position, Vision Marine is focused on optimizing its retail marina and service platform to enhance shareholder value. Knight Food Holdings Inc. NGTF demonstrates why service robotics are transitioning from novelty to essential business infrastructure. TechForce Robotics, a division of Knight Food Holdings Inc., is at the forefront of the shift from service robots being seen as novelties to essential business infrastructure. Their AI-powered robots such as BIM-E, TIM-E, and LIM-E are revolutionizing operational tasks in various industries. As businesses prioritize efficiency and cost savings, TechForce Robotics automation solutions are meeting the demand for measurable outcomes and return on investment.
Investor news breaks: Aptronik receives approximately $4.20 million secondary investment with Aegis Capital serving as placement agent. Aptronik, the developer of the Apollo humanoid robot, has completed an approximately $4.20 million secondary share transaction with Aegis Capital Corp. as the placement agent. The transaction involved the purchase of existing shares, providing investors with additional access to the privately held robotics company. Aptronik, known for its AI-powered humanoid robots, has grown to approximately 350 employees as it advances its Apollo platform in the rapidly expanding humanoid robotics sector.
Ferrari sells out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs. Ferrari has sold out its 2026 quota of Luce EVs, marking a successful debut for the Italian luxury car manufacturer's first all-electric vehicle. Despite initial criticism and a stock decline of 8% upon its unveiling in Rome, the Luce has proven popular among Ferrari's loyal customer base. This achievement comes as a blow to competitors like Lucid Motors, who may envy Ferrari's strong market presence.
Investor news breaks: Landa completes approximately $6.50 million secondary share purchase. Landa completed an approximately $6.50 million secondary share purchase with Aegis Capital Corp as placement agent. The superintelligence cloud, Lambda, is a leader in AI cloud infrastructure, serving thousands of customers. Founded in 2012, Lambda builds supercomputers for AI training and inference, aiming to make compute as ubiquitous as electricity. For more details, visit lambda.ai.
Renewable energy generation grew at a record pace, IRENA says. Renewable energy generation saw a remarkable 9.8% increase in 2024, according to the latest report from the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA. The report, titled The Renewable Energy Statistics 2026, highlighted a significant decline in fossil fuel-fired generation compared to renewables. Green energy made up 31.7% of global electricity generation, totaling 9,836 terawatt-hours. Companies like Turbo Energy Azure are well-positioned to capitalize on the growing interest in renewable energy worldwide. EU Commission opens applications for interest-free loans for EV battery makers. The EU Commission has opened applications for interest-free loans for EV battery makers in Europe. With up to 1 euro and 50 cents billion available, the initiative aims to support the expansion of production and reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. This move demonstrates the EU's commitment to strengthening its battery industry. Stay tuned to see if these batteries will attract EV makers like NIO Inc. away from Chinese suppliers.
Three takeaways from the recent earnings reports of tech giants. Many tech giants, including Amazon, Apple, Meta, Google, and Microsoft, have recently released their earnings reports. A common theme across these reports is the continued investment in AI plans. Google saw a significant increase in monthly users of its AI chatbot Gemini, reaching 950 million in just 1 year. This highlights the growing demand for new technology and the potential for companies like Alphabet Inc. to capitalize on this trend for revenue growth.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.